بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The month of Ramadan is also the month of the Quran, a month wherein we make extra effort to recite the Quran, to reflect upon the Quran, and to act upon the beautiful Quran. Therefore, inshallah al-Aziz, every single day during Ramadan, I will attempt to provide one dua from each of the surahs and also provide a short summary for every single surah, beginning from Surah Al-Fatiha all the way to An-Nas. So the dua for the first night of Ramadan that we can learn from the Quran is none other than Surah Al-Fatiha, the most comprehensive, the most beautiful dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught humanity. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Which translates as, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. You do we serve and you do we ask for help. Keep us on the right path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed your favors, not the path of those upon whom your wrath is brought down, nor of those who went astray. Ameen. So Surah Al-Fatiha means the opening, and it was revealed in the city, the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah, the sacred city of Makkatul Mukarramah, wherein we find the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Baytullah, wherein this is the place of many Anbiya alayhim salam, and also the blessed birthplace of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Virtue of Surah Al-Fatiha is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah azza wa jal has not revealed, neither in the Bible nor the Torah, a surah like the mother of the Quran, referring to Surah Al-Fatiha, which also has another name of Umm al-Quran or Umm al-Kitab. It is seven of the oft repeated verses, and it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the Hadith Qudsi. It is divided between me and my servant, and my servant shall get whatever he asks for. So Surah Al-Fatiha, a virtue of Surah Al-Fatiha is that this is a direct conversation between the abd and Allah Azza wa Jal, the slave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these seven often repeated verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided between him, where we are praising and glorifying him, and the other part, where we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favor, for his mercy, for his rahmah. In another hadith, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Abi Sa'd ibn Abi Mu'alla, that I will teach you a surah that is the greatest surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, subhanallah, the greatest surah mentioned by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It is seven of the oft repeated verses, and it is the greatest Quran that I was given, subhanallah. Seven of the oft repeated verses, which means frequently repeated, and we recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every single raka'ah of our salah, whether that is fard, whether that is sunnah or nawafil, which means that Al-Fatiha has the most comprehensive and most often repeated verses in every single prayer. Surah Al-Fatiha also has many different names, and Imam Al-Qurtubi mentioned that it has 12 significant names, especially As-Salah, which means the prayer, because without this the prayer is not valid. Surah Al-Fatiha is also known as Al-Hamd, which means the praise, where we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the outset. Fatihatul Kitab, which means the opener of the book. We begin the entire Quran via Surah Al-Fatiha. We begin our Salah via Surah Al-Fatiha. It's also known as Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. So all of the nijur, as they say, the essence of the Quran, is found in Surah Al-Fatiha. It's also known as Umm al-Quran, the mother of the Quran. And it's also called as the mighty Quran as well, al-shifa, the healing of the Quran, al-ruqya, the cure of the Quran, al-asas, the foundation of the Quran, al-mathani, the often repeated verses of the Quran, al-wafiya and al-kafiya, the sufficient verses of the Quran. Subhanallah. So many other names are also mentioned by other scholars in relation to the majestic and comprehensive meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha. So a summary of Surah Al-Fatiha is that all of Surah Al-Fatiha is a dua. And this surah summarizes the entire Quran. It includes the principles of worship, creed, belief in the hereafter, belief in the Day of Judgment, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the right path, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from misguidance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly understand Surah Al-Fatiha, to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in its majestic form with true contemplation and reflection, and learn the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha as well, and realize that the entirety of Surah Al-Fatiha is a direct call and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a means of shifa, it is a means of protection, it is a means of success and salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to memorize Surah Al-Fatiha and to reflect upon Surah Al-Fatiha in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan.